first discover that there was a kind of chemistry between you?
He's asking some funny questions. Hey?
Isn't he? Well, you're not giving any funny answers.
It's very difficult to answer.
Talk at the BBC. Tomorrow night at 9 on BBC 4.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. The African colours of Ethiopian jazz master Mulatu Astatke. And stay tuned for more sounds from Mulatu and his Steps Ahead band recorded at the Glasgow International Jazz Festival later on the show. Also on the programme, I'll be speaking with talented British pianist and composer Zoe Rahman, with her exciting new album delving into the riches of her Bengali and Irish heritage. To kick things off, a preview copy of the brand new album from tenor man Paul Booth. Paul has established a reputation for his confident, assured technique and harmonically thorough playing, and this album was conceived at the dawning of his 33rd birthday. He combines three different trio combinations, each one playing three pieces. There's an organ trio, a trio with guitar and percussion, and this with bass and drums.
Thank you.
Tenor man Paul Booth, in the esteemed company of New York stalwarts Matt Brewer and Clarence Penn on bass and drums. They complete the third ensemble on this new recording, and that was a Booth original called Ménage à Trois. The album is called Trilateral and released on Pathway Records on the 16th of April. And Paul, with Ross Stanley on organ and Andrew Bain, play the 606 Club in London on the 19th of April to launch the new album. Gifted pianist and composer Zoe Rahman coming up next to talk about her new album, Kindred Spirits. Friend and colleague Courtney Pine makes an appearance on alto flute. This is Conversations with Nelly. Thank you. pianist Zoe Rahman, featuring Gene Caldarazzo on drums, Ollie Hayhurst on bass, and Courtney Pyne on alto flute. That was Conversations with Nelly, taken from her latest recording, Kindred Spirits. And I'm very happy to say that Zoe is in the studio here with me. Welcome, Zoe.
Thank you, Julia.
Well, when I hear that composition, Conversations with Nelly, it reminds me of the South African pianist and composer Bheki Mseleku.
Well, that's a nice compliment.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, actually, now you mention it.
Especially with the flute. Add the flute in there.
I could just hear flute playing, that line.
Mm.
And it just so happened that I played with Courtney Pyne, and he was very good enough to come and put some fantastic flute on top. So that's how it ended up, like that.
Well, you've been working with Courtney now for quite a bit, like the last 2 years or so?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years, I guess, now.
And how's that been? Has that been a great learning experience? Has it been a real musical partnership? Or what is it that Courtney brings to your kind of musical universe?
Well, it's been a fantastic learning curve, actually, in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
On stage, he's a real supporter of what I do mm-hmm. as a musician. He leaves a lot of space for me to express myself
mm-hmm.
on his gig, which is great. And he really pushes all his musicians to just raise their game. So from that perspective, it's been fantastic. And also, as someone who, you know, makes his own records and runs his own record label, he is someone who he gives me fantastic advice about that side of things, you know, because I run my own label for 10 years now, and it's hard work, and it's just good to have someone who you can talk to about that side of things. So yeah, there are many different levels that he's been really supportive.
What do you mean by raising your one's game?
Well, when you hear him play, I mean, as you know, his sound is so fantastic, and his energy level and the amount he practices, actually, and really thinks about constructing his solos and what he's going to do on the next gig. You know, he's really always thinking and always listening to stuff. And I mean, which I am as well, but when it comes to projecting on stage and really going beyond what you know as a musician, that's the thing that he's really drawn out of me, I think. So when I get on the stage with him, I really want to go beyond my knowledge and just play.
So Kindred Spirits, is that a reference to your investigation of your heritage and bringing that into your music?
I would say it's definitely those things.
Mm-hmm.
We toured Ireland last year, and I mean, I knew that my grandmother was Irish, but I don't really know her background that well, where she came from. Mm-hmm. Her name was Nelly Grogan. So that tune we've just heard, Conversations with Nelly, that's for her. And so when we were in Ireland, we just tried to kind of connect a little bit with our Irish side. So any Grogans that we could find. In fact, we went to a place called, I think it was Newbridge, and I asked the audience if there were any Grogans out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said no, but a man did shout. He said, well, there used to be a piano player here called Fingers Grogan.
Really?
Yeah. So my brother and I, you know, we kind of decided that we were related since that moment. And when I came back from Ireland, this mm-hmm. is another weird fact, mm-hmm. My sister emailed me and she said Joanne Brackeen, who used to teach me in America,
mm-hmm.
her maiden name was also Grogan.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a little connection there that I like to think she's also definitely a kindred spirit.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can delve into the Grogan side. This is Butlers of Glen Avenue. Thank you. The music of pianist Zoe Rahman, my special guest, and Butlers of Glen Avenue, featuring brother Idris Rahman on the clarinet. A very tricky line for the clarinet.
I'm not a clarinet player, mm-hmm. but apparently it's ridiculously hard in that key. Right. As a pianist, it's okay because it's in G. So I don't know. But poor Idris, yeah. But he does it in fantastically well.
So Tagore, and this is part of your Bengali heritage, your identity. I know your father's a big influence on that because he is Bengali. But what is the attraction of Bengali music to you? Is it when you heard it, when you hear it? Is it something that you thought, oh, yeah, that's me. I hear myself in that.
You know, we didn't listen to a whole lot of Bengali music when we were growing up. You know, we were born and brought up in Chichester in West Sussex. Mm-hmm. And we listened to a lot of classical music, a lot of music of the era, like pop music. My dad used to listen to Nat King Cole in the house. And so Bengali music didn't really feature. And I only went to Bangladesh for the first time when I was 15.
Mm.
So for me, when I hear that music now, it's kind of, it sounds funny, but it's slightly a sense of nostalgia, if that right. makes sense.
Uh-huh.
It's I mean, in itself, it's very nostalgic sounding music.
Yeah.
And very emotional, very emotive. And I don't speak the language, although I am learning very slowly. So I can say the odd sentence, like, can I have a cup of tea? That sort of thing.
Mm.
But you know, learning the lyrics of these tunes, because most of the songs that we play originally, they have lyrics to them, mm. although we play them mostly instrumentally.
Mm.
And so I, you know, I try and work out what the lyrics are and get my dad to translate them. Or mm. so I really, yeah, it's a combination of things, of connecting with my family, my father, and like you say, with myself, finding out who I am.
And is this a journey that you're making through the sound of your music? Because one of the, I guess, one of the holy grails in music is to find yourself, is to find your own identity. Mm-hmm. And it seems that this is helping you travel to that place that is uniquely you.
Very much so. I mean, Tagore himself... you know, it does have a connection with my family and therefore with me. My auntie on my dad's side was a specialist in his music.
Mm.
So, you know, and every time we go to Bangladesh, we hear those melodies, and at family gatherings, people will sit around and sing music. And so although it's not, you know, wasn't directly an influence when I was younger, it is very much a part of who I am and in my subconsciousness somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you say, it is, you know, this journey of playing the music is really finding out about that side of me. And it's just another music that I love as well, because I just, when I play gigs and I try and think of tunes to play on my albums, it's only ever things that I really love listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Bengali music is one of those things. So it's just another tool that I can use.
Well, you grew up with quite a cosmopolitan musical background, and your sister, I know one of your sisters is a classical pianist,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know whether people out there know that, but...
she's my older sister, Sophie.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a great musician, and you were never tempted to go in the way of classical music.
Well, look, she would get up at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in the countryside,
yeah.
and... there was a farmer who was milking his cows at that time of day,
mm-hmm.
and she'd be up practicing. Meanwhile, I was very definitely asleep. So, you know, she was always really dedicated to classical music.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think I really wasn't that dedicated. She went to the Yehudi Menuhin School,
mm-hmm.
and she, as you say, is a professional classical pianist now. But for me, I remember going to hear a jazz gig when I was a teenager, and just thinking, what are they doing?
Right.
This is amazing. I want to do that.
Yeah.
And I decided that was me. That was really, that connected with me as a teenager, especially the kind of rebelliousness and the wildness of the music and mm. just the spirit and the rhythm. That's what I wanted to do. And classical music, to be honest, yeah, I like it, and things like Bartok, Stravinsky, Shostakovich, great composer called John McCabe, British composer. I love that, that's like, and Chopin. But as a performer, I like the freedom of expression that jazz gives me. So I went down that route.
And what do you think it gives you that other musics don't really reach?
Mainly the rhythmic side of it is something that really draws me in. And the communication on stage between musicians and the communication with the audience. There's an immediacy about it. And I think, you know, you get a lot more out of going to see a live gig than you do hearing jazz on record. Although I have, you know, I love my jazz record collection.
Well, we're going to go back to Tagore and we're going to hear our final piece.
Okay.
And it's called Forbiddance. My heart dances like a peacock, it dances. But can you say that in Bengali, please?
Oh, Julian, you've really put me on the spot. I've told you I've only had a couple of lessons. Okay. This is from my dad. Ridoy Amar Nachire.
Thank you, Zoe, for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. And you've recorded a fine album that I think continues a distinguished and strong artistic point of view, full of purpose, and fantastic ensemble and solo playing. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Julian.
From Kindred Spirits with Idris Rahman, Ollie Hayhurst, Gene Calderazzo, this is Zoe Rahman and Forbiddance. My heart dances like a peacock, it dances. Thank you. And that was Zoe Rahman with Forbiddance. My heart dances like a peacock, it dances. And that's taken from her album Kindred Spirits. Ollie Hayhurst was on bass, Gene Calderaza was on drums, Zoe was playing the piano, with her brother Idris Rahman playing the clarinet. And if you want to catch Zoe live, she's playing at the Sage Gateshead on the 25th of March as part of their International Jazz Festival. And she also plays the Tagore Festival in Dartington on the 8th of April. So get along and see her there. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. As well as jazz on BBC Radio 3, plenty more jazz across the airwaves via the BBC over on Radio 2 Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. with Jamie Cullum. And across the regions on local BBC Radio, lots of jazz treasures. My colleague Lindley Hamilton has been in touch with what's on his After Midnight show on Sunday nights on BBC Radio Ulster. And he gives us a flavour of what's on in his area.
Hi, Julian. I'm Lindley Hamilton. We've met before. BBC Radio Ulster After Midnight. The show goes out on a Sunday night, After Midnight, of course, 12 o'clock on a Sunday night. And it tries to cover jazz basically from the late 50s on. So we feature a lot of new releases of artists who maybe aren't releasing new but are still active, so that we can tie in with live gigs, not just in Northern Ireland but also in the UK. We've got an active live scene here with some great releases by people like David Little, John Layton, Mark McKnight, Siobhan Petit, who are actively releasing and recording jazz gigs, working in the UK, touring international festivals, bringing international artists over to work with them. We have a fantastic festival in Derry, Derry Jazz Festival, which starts in early May. It lasts for about a week, and there's some international acts will be coming over to that. So the radio show is all about promoting the artists that are making it, and just sort of generating some kind of enthusiasm about what's happening in the jazz community here, which is very strong. We've actually got one of the big universities here has set up a PhD course, and we've already put three doctors of jazz through, and there's another couple coming through this year. So it's a very active kind of scene here. It's got a new lease of life because the younger ones have kept their roots normally. And of course, whenever that kind of activity is happening provincially, it makes a radio show like this get an energy, derive an energy, and I don't really think of this as my radio show, I think of it as everybody's. We don't want you to turn over, of course, folks, from Jazz Lineup just to listen to me and good old Radio Ulster, but you can listen again, which is what we're encouraging all our listeners to do, to listen to what the BBC is offering to jazz throughout the nations, obviously Jazz House and Radio Scotland. You can get my show online, make it one of your favourites, bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and on the front page under music you'll see After Midnight with Lindley Hamilton. Cheers, Julian, look after yourself, keep up the good work.
And you can enjoy Lindley on the iPlayer. There's a dimension in jazz inhabited by the likes of albums like Bitches Brew, the progressive rockers and uber fusionistas, where sound experimentation is common and genre boundaries don't exist. Polar Bear and Bristol-based group Get the Blessing fit that dimension absolutely with the release of their album OCDC. Featuring the wordless vocals of Soft Machine's Robert Wyatt and Portishead guitarist Adrian Utley, this is Get the Blessing with American Meccano. Thank you. American Meccano from Get the Blessing, who are Jim Barr on bass, Clive Deamer on the drums, Pete Judge on trumpet, and Jake McMurchie on the saxophones. Guesting on that track were Robert Wyatt on vocals and Adrian Utley on guitar. And if you like what you hear, you can catch them on their UK tour through March and April. They're in Manchester at the Band on the Wall on March the 22nd. They're at the National Centre for Early Music in York on the 23rd. And Ronnie Scott's Club in London on the 3rd and 4th of April. The album is called OCDC and is out now on Name Records. The Oxford Jazz Festival returns over the Easter break from the 1st to the 7th of April, and it spreads across the city to include the Spin, the Ashmolean Museum, the Randolph Hotel and the Oxford Playhouse as some of their venues. In spite of losing a major portion of their funding, organiser Max Mason and his team have organised the festival around talented locals, an international cast provided by American bassist Michael Janish with his New York Standards Quartet, who start their UK tour from the festival. Also on the bill are empirical altoist Nathaniel Facey and the New Orleans trumpeter Abram Wilson. From his album Life Paintings, this is From Dusk Till Dawn. Thank you. New Orleans trumpeter Abram Wilson, and From Dusk Till Dawn with Peter Edwards on piano, Carl Rashid Abel on the bass, and Graham Godfrey on the drums. That was taken from his 2009 recording, Life Paintings. And Abram will be a featured artist at the Oxford Jazz Festival, which runs from the 1st to the 7th of April. And check the link at the Jazz Lineup page. Staying with a jazz festival theme, the organisers of the Edinburgh Jazz Festival have created a new label, and it supports the music of players on the Scottish music scene. Altoist Martin Kershaw releases the album Howness, and it's called that from his love of authors who examine the minutiae of human behaviour in their work. This is Two.
Thank you.
Two from alto saxophonist Martin Kershaw. Paul Harrison is on the piano, Ewan Burton's on bass, and the up-and-coming young player Doug Huff is on drums. The album is a calm and effortless set called The Howness, and it features the fine talent visible on the Scottish jazz scene and is out now on the EJF Records label. You're listening to Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM and on digital radio. Mulatu Astatke is an inspirational bandleader, vibraphonist and conga percussionist whose musical studies took him to London, New York and Boston. He is Ethiopia's most influential jazz musician and lauded as the father of Ethiopian jazz. Shortly after last year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival, we featured highlights from their concert. And now we bring you more highlights from Mulatu and his Steps Ahead band, recorded at the Platform Theatre in Easterhouse, in front of a packed house on Thursday, the 30th of June. Joining Mulatu in the band are James Arben on saxophone, flute and bass clarinet, Byron Wallen on trumpet, Alexander Hawkins on piano and keyboards, Richard Olatunde Baker on the percussion, John Edwards is on double bass, Daniel Keane is on the cello, and Tom Skinner is on drums. Opening the set tonight with Mulatu's own composition, The Duel. It's a piece he once arranged for Duke Ellington on one of the Duke's visits to Ethiopia. Recorded in front of a capacity house at the Platform Theatre in Glasgow, saxophonist and MD James Arden introduces the maestro.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome onto the stage, all the way from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, the father of Ethio jazz, Dr. Mulatu Astatke.
Good evening, thank you so much. We'll open up our evening jazz concerts program by a tune I call The Duel, which I have arranged long time ago for Duke Ellington Orchestra, but this time for a smaller group. This is a tune I call The Duel. Thank you. Thank you. tune I call The Noel. The next piece, maybe you've seen the film called The Broken Flowers with Sharon Stone and Bill Murray. I would like to play one of my compositions from that film. I call Yekal Motsaun. Thank you. Thank you.
Mulatu Estatke and his Steps Ahead band, finishing with Mulatu. That was a specially recorded concert set for jazz lineup taken from the Platform Theatre in Easterhouse as part of the Glasgow International Jazz Festival 2011. Mulatu Estatke was on vibes and congas. James Arben was on saxophone, flute and bass clarinet. Byron Wallen played the trumpet. Alexander Hawkins was on piano and keys. Richard Olatunde Baker was on percussion. John Edwards played the double bass. Daniel Keane, the cello. And Tom Skinner, the drums. That's almost all from us on today's show. Remember, Monday nights at 11 p.m. there's Jazz on 3. And this week, Jazz presents concert music from the pioneering Chicago and saxophonist Roscoe Mitchell. There's no jazz lineup next week as Radio 3 are celebrating their Spirit of Schubert season. But Jazz Lineup will be back in 2 weeks' time with concert music from Jared Prosensa and John Taylor, recorded at Southport's Jazz on a winter's weekend earlier this year. To end today's show, a new release on the Babel label from the talented Swedish vocalist Emilia Martinsson and pianist Barry Green. We've had Emilia on the show before, singing with Adam Waldeman and Jasper Hoiby, and it's a welcome treat to hear her in this duo setting with pianist Barry Green. They cover a range of material from pop standards to the Kenny Kirkland ballad The Ender. This is the title track, and it's their rendition of Billy Joel's And So It Goes. Till next time from me, Julian Joseph. Bye-bye.
In every heart, there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal the wound from lover's past, until a new one comes. I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense, and still I feel I've said too much. My silence is my self-defense, and every time I've held it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you leave, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break. And this is why if the choice were mine to make, but you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break. And so it goes, and you're the only one who knows.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Beethoven from Bucharest to open tonight. A recent concert with Horia Andreescu and the George Enescu Philharmonic. In youthful Beethoven, the First Symphony and his Second Piano Concerto. But they open with something a little closer to home, music by youthful George Ligeti. Like Bartok and Kodály, Ligeti was fascinated by folk music. From his own youth, he vividly remembered folk music played on bagpipes and violin by a wild band of musicians in animal masks. He did say, though, about this 1951 Romanian concerto of his, not everything in it is genuinely Romanian, as I also invented elements in the spirit of the village bands.